And welcome to Lifestyles. I'm Laura Lewis, your host and moderator this week, filling in for Dee Lynam, who will be back with you next week. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. And if you'd like more information about them, for free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. And this week on Lifestyles, we are talking to Paul Dentino, Director of National Accounts and Business Development for Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care. Paul, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get started. Can you, really quickly, though, let's establish your creds. Tell us a little bit about Cottman and your background in auto repair.
Well, I'll give you me first. And I started in 1968. I'm an ASE Master Tech. I spent 10 years in business for myself. I own 3 gas stations. I've been a district service manager for a number of companies. I've been a consultant to many companies. So I've been involved with the franchising for probably 20 years. Mm-hmm. Cottman has been around since 1962. So we have 54 years, actually, of business behind us. And now, about 9 years ago, we went into Total Auto Care, so we do more than just transmission.
So you started out back in the day when everybody had a corner gas station, that's where you went when anything went wrong with the car.
I was one of them guys on the corner.
So now with Cottman Transmission, again, we always think of transmissions first, these, you know, because of the name. But now what is Total Auto Care? I mean, what all do you handle there?
We handle just about every need you could have. Through the years, customers dictate what you do for business. And over the years, it's come to our attention that they came to us for more than just their transmissions needs. We have a very, very, very good network of dealers across the country, and their customers are very loyal to them. They didn't like going other places for other service work, so we decided a number of years ago to take on Total Auto Care, and we've been doing it ever since.
Well, we're in the middle of the hottest time of the year, obviously, so let's start this conversation with what are some summer driving tips and how do we keep ourselves moving in this hot weather?
Probably the best tip that I could give everyone driving is to be familiar with your owner's manual. It will tell you the different things you have to do with the different phases of the year, especially in the summertime when you're going to take vacation and you're going to do some extensive driving. There's some basic things you should do. The obvious, where you check your oil, you check your transmission fluid, maybe you change that oil if it's due. You want to make sure that your tires are up to speed. You want to make sure that there's enough tread left on them. You want to check the air pressure in your tire. When you do that, you want to make sure that you have air in your spare tire. Most people forget they have that spare tire until they need it. It doesn't have air in it, and it doesn't do you any good. You want to make sure you have a jack. You also want to make sure that you have some kind of flares or some kind of reflector, because if you do have a problem at night, even though you're going to call and most people do have roadside service, it takes a while for them to get there. So you want to be able to have something so you can protect your vehicle and yourself while you're waiting for the assistance to come, and flares and reflectors are a necessity.
Should somebody, and I'm going a little off topic here, do you recommend that people have the driving insurance or the roadside assurance programs?
I believe it's a valid expense. There's many of them out there. Some companies offer it when you buy tires, you could get their version of it. But I think it does definitely give you peace of mind when you're traveling.
And when you say read our manual, are we actually capable of doing a lot of this ourselves, checking our own oil and checking our tires?
Yes.
You're looking at me when you say that.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, and I'll help you with that. It's not a complicated procedure if someone shows you. Wherever you're getting your service work done now, and you say that you want to learn how to check your tire pressure, he will take the time to show you. It's a simple procedure. Once you've shown it, you could do it. Checking the oil is just as simple, but people make one serious mistake, and it's pretty common that when they go to check their oil, they lift the tip of the stick up. And what happens is the oil starts running down the stick, and it gives you a false reading. You have to leave it pointed down.
That's something so obvious, but you know, I bet I would do that. And you mentioned tires and you mentioned oil, and you also mentioned, and which frightened me because I didn't think about this, does the time of year matter when we're looking at our tires and our oil?
Yes. You want to, even if you don't drive a lot, you probably should be on a twice-a-year oil change regimen. And what you should do is always have them every other time rotate your tires, because you want to extend the life of them tires. And rotating the tires is probably the best way to do that. And it also gives the technician a chance to, when he's taking your tires off, to look at your brakes and kill two birds with one stone. And he could see if, you know, just how, what's going on with the brake system. So it definitely will help you to get on it two times a year if you don't drive a lot. If you drive a lot, you got to do it a lot more often than that.
Do you still make that recommendation about how many miles, or are you basing it on time?
In the city here, time is usually more important than mileage, because most people don't put a whole lot of mileage on with the inner city driving, so you go with the time. But again, all the good information is in your manual. It'll tell you what your normal driving conditions are, when you should change your oil, and when you have severe driving conditions, when you should change the oil, which is more frequent.
And I also mentioned tires. Is tire pressure, does that change throughout the year?
Yes. Tire, and you can even look on the side of your tire. It's going to tell you cold setting. And the reason is it's not for the winter time. It's for when the car is at rest after it's sat overnight is the best time to check the air pressure in the tire. Because as you drive the car and the tires heat up, the air inside expands a little. So you can get a little bit higher reading.
Are we smart enough to do that ourselves? And what do we do when maybe one tire doesn't look as inflated as the rest? Is that one of those jobs where we just go to the local gas station that has free air? Or is that a sign we should be checking it with a real maintenance guy?
If you see a tire that's low, I wouldn't be overly concerned the first time it's low. If a week later, a couple days later, you have to put air in that tire again, then it's time to get it someplace, because you do have a leak.
And what about our air conditioners and other services, other systems that are in the car?
With the summer driving, it's always recommended to start out having your car serviced. They'll check the air conditioner. They'll check your belts and your hoses. They'll check the serpentine belt. You know, people hear that word, and it replaces the old fan belts. They're very, very durable. They're very, very strong, but they still have to be replaced over time. They have tensioners to go with them that the technician will check to make sure that all of that's up to speed, because all that will control your air conditioning. There's a lot of systems that interlock with each other, and they make each other work properly. If you have one of them malfunction, you're going to lose two or three at the same time.
Okay, now here's where I asked you that loaded question. Drive with the windows up or drive with the windows down? And air conditioning in hot weather.
Put them up.
Put them up and use the air conditioner?
Use the air conditioner. You're not going to save that much on gas.
Really? Now, that's what a lot of people argue.
Yeah, you're not going to save that much on gas. Now, with the new cars, years ago when they were running with the old R12 in the systems and the compressors weren't as sophisticated as they are today, a lot of your systems today will recycle when you're stopped, and they won't even use, and you don't even know the air conditioner is being used.
So you're telling us that we should go and get a checkup at the beginning of the hot weather. And how long will that take us before we really should get another review?
I would do it again before the winter time, because again, you want to make sure that your cooling system is functioning going into the winter. Everybody hears the word permanent antifreeze, and it is permanent. It's never going to freeze. The problem is that it does other things besides protect the engine from freezing. It's a lubricant that keeps the water pump lubricated and keeps your hoses from drying out. So if you have antifreeze in there too long, there's a good chance you could be doing some kind of damage long term if you don't get it out of there. So I again, they'll tell you when in your owner's manual that you should change that fluid.
Well, we're going to discuss winter when we come back, and more driving tips to keep our cars running a lot longer than they do when we return with Paul Dentino, the Director of National Accounts and Business Development at Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care. You're listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Almost everyone has an interest in sports and sports memorabilia. Sports memorabilia make an excellent gift for bar mitzvahs, for graduations, and for business gifts. Use them for business awards, collector's items, even as an investment. Contact All American Sports Collectibles, American Sports Collectibles, at 877-827-7822. That's 877-827-7822. All American Sports Collectibles. See American Sports Collectibles on the web at aasportscollectibles.com. aasportscollectibles.com.
And welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Laura Lewis. D. Lynam will be back next week. Today, of course, we are talking to Paul Dentino, Director of National Accounts and Business Development for Cotman Transmission and Total Auto Care. Paul, I love that you said that we should be getting our cars serviced regularly, twice a year, and we all know that we don't do that. We wait till the car is breaking down as we're driving 60 miles an hour. So let's parse that down. What should we do if our car starts acting up as we're driving?
If it's according to how what's acting up, most of the time you're going to get some advance notice. The good thing about the technology in the vehicles today is you have that check engine light, and it usually does come on well before the system fails. If your check engine comes on, stop at a garage. You could stop at one of the Cotman centers. You could stop it wherever you're comfortable, but you want to stop at a garage and have them check it. You see all the time places are advertising that they'll read your codes, and they will, and it's good to find out what it is. But they're not digging into why that code came up. You have to get somebody that can troubleshoot the reason, not just tell you that it was a certain code. So it's very wise to get it done as quickly as possible to prevent a very expensive repair, because your car, the computers in the car, are going to make that car run almost seamlessly and feel very comfortable, even though there's a system that's not working right. And if you correct it then, it's going to be at the lowest cost to you. If you wait until it decides to break completely, then you're going to spend some money.
What if we're overheating?
If you're overheating, you pull over. Most of the cars today have aluminum blocks, aluminum heads. The worst thing you could do to that car is heat it up. And you want to pull over. Let it cool down. If you have the roadside assistance, get them there to pick you up and tow that car in, because that's going to get the cheapest repair at that time. There is no reason a car should ever overheat unless there's something wrong. So it's not like it's just a little bit low on coolant. They're sealed systems today. They don't usually lose unless you have a leak, and then that has to be repaired. But you don't want to drive that car that is overheating. You want to get that to a facility and have it checked out.
Now, that's the next million-dollar question there. How do we know it's a good facility? What should we be looking for in an auto repair shop? What are some of the keys that we should be looking for? Or what are some of the warning signs or questions that shouldn't be asked or should be asked when we walk in?
One of the things today that really helps a company like mine is the Better Business ratings and the Google reviews. These are a key component on what the consumer feels about that specific garage or repair center. You want to look for somebody that's been around a long time. They've been doing business for a long time because chances are they're doing it right or they wouldn't have survived. You don't know that with somebody that just opened up. You want to go where they have a little bit of a history. You want to go where they have a certified technician. You know, you want to make sure that the man is qualified to be working on your vehicle.
What is certification, and is that for a particular type of vehicle? If there's somebody who does SUVs, is he going to be able to repair your foreign car?
What it is there's many kinds of certification. I am certified by ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. And I've been certified so long it used to have a different name. It was National Institute of Automotive Service Excellence. And that's a universal, recognized, qualified technician. And then you have the individual companies, the General Motors, that will certify their technicians. But it's only going to be on their vehicles. Ford that will certify theirs, again, it's only on their vehicles. Whereas the ASC master technician is certified for everything.
Is a Ford technician going to be able to service your Chevy or your Saab or whatever you pull in with? Are cars very much alike today, or are they all so unique?
Most systems are very similar, but there are some unique systems for the individual manufacturer. The troubleshooting is where you run into, they could fix the car. The troubleshooting is where you're going to run into time, where it takes them a lot longer to find a problem because they don't see that Chevy every day.
Now, I'm going to ask you about your own company. Tell us a little bit about Cottman in the Delaware Valley.
We have, I believe it's 11 in the Delaware Valley here, and they're all quality shops. We're very proud of the Delaware Valley group of dealers. They have a lot of pride in their work. They have very, very high Google ratings. They got very high Better Business Bureau ratings. And we operate under a code of ethics that they all have posted in their shops. And they love the fact that the customer can read them and hold them to it because they never break them. And we're very fortunate that way.
Now, are these company-owned or are they locally owned and operated?
They're all locally owned and operated. They're all franchises. They're independent dealers.
And Cottman has their code of ethics overseeing all of them.
Correct.
How do we find a Cottman transmission?
Best way to find it is Cottman.com. It'll steer you right to wherever you have to go, anywhere across this country.
Okay, so now let's move on to some advice about winter, because when the school kids are going back, it's time to start thinking we're going to be freezing pretty soon, and so are our cars. So I asked you about our air conditioning, and I think we've already agreed, you know, we're not going to get our cars winterized in time. What should we be doing if we hear this?
Get your car winterized in time.
Get your car winterized. Okay.
But to winterize your car is a bigger project. What you want to do is you also want to put an emergency kit for the wintertime in your car. That's when you're going to have problems where maybe it won't start because of the cold. You want to keep a blanket in the car. You want to keep a set of gloves in the car. You want to keep flashlights in the car. You want to keep stuff in that car that if you do have a problem and you have to wait for that roadside assistance, you're going to be fairly comfortable and not in danger. If you're comfortable with it, you should always carry a set of jumper cables. And if you do carry a set of jumper cables, make sure they're not 2 feet long. You want to get at least 16 to 20 feet jumper cables so that if you have to use them, they're usable. Some of them are so short that you can't get where you want to be. And a quick tip on jumper cables, if you are going to jump a car, you always want to hook the positive up first.
Positive first.
Positive first, negative last.
So, all right. Well, you know what? It's time for another break. You're listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume. Also, Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett.
lunch, or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Street, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Street, Philadelphia.
Hey, Philly, don't miss big-time college football action this season when the reigning American Athletic Conference champion Temple Owls battle Villanova, UConn, South Florida, Navy, and more at Lincoln Financial Field. Be a part of the pageantry of college football with pregame tailgating, the team fly-in to the stadium, the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and so much more. Tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. Full and partial season ticket packages are on sale now. Visit owlstickets.com. That is OWLSTIX.com. And join Owl Nation today. Greatness doesn't quit.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
And welcome back to Lifestyles. Paul, when we left off, you'd mentioned in passing a car that doesn't start in cold weather. What are the causes of that, and is that something we should be concerned about?
Usually, the no start condition is because of a battery. They have, the average is about a five-year lifetime, and the heat in the summer really does shorten that considerably. If you have a really hot summer and your battery is four and a half years old, chances are you're going to need some help there. Again, it could be checked prior to going bad. If you stop and have your car serviced going into the winter like you're supposed to, you'll be able to have them do what they call a load test on the battery, and it will let them know whether it's going to fail or not.
Should we judge our batteries by how long they've been in the car or how many miles we've put on them?
Length of time.
Length of time.
Yes, length of time on the battery.
If a car doesn't start and it's cold out there, do we crank it? And what about, you know, starting the car to warm it up, to heat up the engine?
You don't want to heat your car up too long because then it's just wasting fuel. You know, if it runs for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, once that oil pressure reaches where it has to be, you could drive the car because then it's going to heat up a lot quicker, so you'll have your heat faster. Just sitting there, it'll take longer to get it to operating temperature and get some heat into the car. But the you don't want to just drop it into drive too when you first start it up, summer, winter, spring, or fall. You want to give it a chance for the pressures to build up in the transmission.
And then when I asked about if it doesn't start on the first try, do we crank it?
I would try it two times or a third time. I don't think that one time, because you could have just missed it. If it doesn't start after a couple of times, then don't keep going. There's a problem with the vehicle.
I've always heard the term flooding the engine. Is that an actual thing?
Oh, yeah. You could flood an engine fairly simply. It's not quite as common today with fuel injection as it was with carburation. But you could flood an engine, and it could take a little bit of work to get it running.
And if it is a case of a battery, we want to just have everything turned off, and we just try it three times and then give up?
That's probably the best thing you could do right there.
Three times and give up. So, again, any special tips besides, the tire pressure once again.
The tire pressure is really important in the wintertime, too, because the tire pressure will help you ride over snow and ice. If you have them inflated properly, especially all-season tires, because all-season tires have a different compound in the rubber than regular tires. So you could get by on snow and ice with an all-season tire. You just want to have the tire pressure at the right tire pressure.
You just said all-season tires. Do most people put those on now, or are we still using snow tires?
Very few people are using snow tires, unless you live in Maine. But it's the all-season tires. If you do a lot of Poconos, you might want to put snow tires on. But the all-season tires do do an excellent job.
And you just mentioned a little bit ago about gas and you're wasting gas. Is gas an indication of anything wrong with a car if your mileage starts to change?
Oh, yeah. If you see that you had a drop in your mileage, your consumption is going up, then you have to look again at your owner's manual and see when they recommend the first tune-up is. And people today, people think that because they're running so smooth, they don't need them. They do still need a tune-up. And again, at Cottman, we look at this stuff for you.
If I were your kid, or if you were addressing somebody who just got their first car, parting words, what would you say to somebody who's setting out on the road?
Learn how to change a tire. Make sure that you have an emergency kit in that vehicle. And always carry road maps with you when you're making a trip in case your GPS goes down.
Go for it. Keep going.
Because the GPS, everybody's used to these GPSs, and sometimes you could be in different areas where you don't have it. And if you're in a strange area, you're going to need a map of some sort. Either buy some maps and keep them in the car where you're going to be traveling, or pre-print it off of one of the online services so you have a backup this way. If you do run into a problem where the GPS does not work, you're not lost.
Well, of course, today we have been talking to Paul Dentino, who is the Director of National Accounts and Business Development at Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care. When we go to Cottman.com, what are we going to find there?
You'll find the quickest route to your local Cottman Center, whether it be in Delaware, whether it be in Maryland, whether it be in Philadelphia, whether it be in South Jersey. They're all right there.
And that goes across the country, too, right?
That's
all right. Over.
We're in 23 states.
So if we're on the road and we have trouble, we can look at Cottman.com.
We love to see you.
Well, of course, my guest today has been Paul Dentino, Director of National Accounts and Business Development at Cottman Transmission, Total Auto Care, Cottman.com. This program has been brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. If you'd like information, free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. I'm Laura Lewis. Of course, D. Lyman will be back next week right here on Lifestyles.